Picture sitting on a park bench. Gentle breeze, butterflies, nothing on your mind. Apart from the fact that once more your investment's growing in the background and its dividend has increased for the 57th year in a row. Relax. Welcome to your comfort zone. Oh yes, there's a fountain too. Of course there is. Alliance Trust. Find your comfort zone. Capital at risk. Dividend increases not guaranteed in the future.
Let's begin by placing a piece of gum in your mouth. Now chew. Your surroundings fade. Chew. You're on a mountaintop. Chew. An eagle lands on your shoulder. Chew. The eagle introduces himself as Eduardo. Chew. Eduardo tells you to take life one chew at a time. Chew. The world is filled with wonder. Chew. I'm talking eagles, apparently. Extra gum. Chew good.
Guten Tag, everybody. It's 2 a.m. Well, so Guten Tag is probably not right. The Guten Nacht, I think. My German is still very poor, even after 3 weeks. Just got back from the Deutsche Bank Park. Absolute thriller between Portugal and Slovenia. But let's start at the beginning of the day. And there was this movie one time called The Accidental Tourist or Accidental Traveller. And I felt like that this morning when I got to the Bahnhof in Cologne. The sign on the station said there was a train going to Frankfurt. So without even thinking about it, I jumped on it. It was in fact the slow train to Frankfurt. It took about 2.5 hours. But what a delight. Instead of just bombing along at a, 250 mile an hour and getting there in an hour, we went on this journey through the countryside and ended up having an hour, maybe 90 minutes, of traveling alongside the Rhine River through the middle of Germany, going through beautiful hamlets, castles everywhere, those long tourist boats that have the windows, big bay windows to look out of. I mean, it was just absolutely gorgeous, stunning, and such a treat. I sat in the restaurant part of the train, which had the really big bay windows, and just got to, look out the window and just take it all in. Absolutely spectacular, and I'm so glad I got on the wrong train. Now, knowing that the game had the potential for extra time and penalties, and having been burned at Frankfurt before trying to get back to Cologne, where I ended up getting back at like 3:30 in the morning, when it's only an hour or so from Frankfurt, I decided to get a hostel for the evening. Nice and cheap and cheerful. I think it was 5 something or other. Can't even remember. Anyway, right in the red light district. I mean, it was so dodgy around there, but obviously a ton of fun. It was in a room with 5 other people. The bed was actually very, very comfortable. So, I had a quick nap and then went to the fan fest by the river in Frankfurt. And I gotta tell you, this fan fest was ridiculous. It probably stretched a good 0.5 mile from a bridge in the center of town where you could walk over to the other side. And there were probably, 8 big screens, multiple futsal small-sided courts. There was even a little pitch out in the river itself, floating in the river. Absolutely brilliant. Honestly, the Germans, they really know how to do it right. The media center was actually a train car, which was pretty unusual. And I got to watch Belgium and France. God, we thought the England game was bad. That was a shocker. Shame to see the end of KDB, Oh, Kevin De Bruyne. But he couldn't do anything, and really it was a bit of a nothing game, wasn't it? France continued to move on, and I guess it puts the England rubbish into perspective, because France have now scored, what, 3 goals? 2 of them are own goals, and the other one's a penalty. So they're supposedly one of the favourites of the tournament. So the great thing about Frankfurt and the Deutsche Bank Park is that it's 10 minutes from the city centre, so after watching France get the result, 10 minutes later I was at the stadium. And really interesting makeup of crowd. Deutsche Bank holds about 45,000. I'd probably say there was 10,000 red-clad Portuguese making a racket. 10,000 all-white shirted Slovenians making an even bigger racket. And then about 25,000 people to see you-know-who, CR7. Now, to be fair, even at 39, he's quite the specimen, but I wouldn't be building my team around him, as Roberto Martinez has certainly done. And, you know, it was typical Ronaldo. It was all about him. But there's some great audio from this game, and I'll play you little bits and pieces right now. So here is the national anthems, and it was really quite stirring. Yeah, I know that might have dragged on a little bit, but you had to be there. And, well, now you were there, because the emotion and passion was really something else. And, you know, the game itself, well, it was really interesting, actually. It's one of those, you know, you attack, we'll defend, you attack, we'll defend. And that's what Slovenia set their stall out. They were going to look for a breakaway, and they were going to hope for a mistake from Portugal, and Portugal were just going to try and wear them down. And Now I think we can put the England result into a little bit of perspective, because Slovenia, they are tough to break down. They play a 4-4-2, two banks of four, and it is challenging. Portugal with their 4-3-3, obviously a lot of width, a lot of pace. Everything was going through Ronaldo, big surprise. He had a couple of opportunities from free kicks. One of them was decent, but the rest were, you know, long hopes. Just trying to, you know, buy the lottery ticket. A couple of headers that I thought he should have gone the end of, didn't. And, you know, lots of pouting and frustration and Ronaldo making it all about himself. Second half was more of the same, although Slovenia did have an opportunity when Pepe, who is usually flawless in his reading of the game, got into a race, which is the last thing he didn't want to do. But Diego Costa really came up trumps. And honestly, his opposite number, Jan Oblak, was quite brilliant as well. So the game goes to extra time. Funnily enough, I said to a colleague of mine about 10 minutes into the second half, had extra time and pens written all over it, wish I'd got that on tape with a timestamp. Would have made myself a couple of bob down at the old bookies. Extra time comes along, and then Diogo Jota has a great run. He's taken down in the box. Definitely a penalty, and up steps CR7. It's his moment. He knows it. The whole world knows it. And you know, what I was thinking about, actually, prior to him taking the penalty, is that he probably has history with Jan Oblak. And, well, the keeper does brilliantly. And you got to hear this. This is the sound of Ronaldo missing his penalty. This is football at its best. Just pure emotion, just a guttural roar, and Slovenia were back in it. Penalties came around, and then it was the Diego Costa show. I mean, he was quite stunning. Three magnificent saves, because I really thought actually Slovenia was going to do it. I thought momentum was all in their favour, but no, it wasn't to be. Bernardo Silva finish them off, and Portugal get to advance, get to take on France. I mean, at the end of the day, possession stats were 70-30, and Portugal outshot Slovenia a bunch of times, but the Slovaks, I tell you what, their fans were quite magnificent, and they kept at it, and on the tram ride home, in good spirits. Unfortunately, I tripped and really hurt my plantar fasciitis foot, so bloody agony. Anyway, I'm off the bed and on the train to Leipzig. Got a good one. Turkey, Austria. Oh, it's the last game of the round of 16 and my last game at this Euros, because I'm going back to the States on July the 4th, so really excited about this game. Was lucky enough to cover a couple of the Turkey games. I know the one, obviously a soft spot for the Turks after the Turkey-Georgia match, which is still the match of the tournament. But maybe, just maybe, this one at the Red Bull Arena in Leipzig could match it. We'll see. Well, I'm off to bed, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye for now.
Picture sitting on a park bench. Gentle breeze. Butterflies. Nothing on your mind. Apart from the fact that once more your investment's growing in the background and its dividend has increased for the 57th year in a row. Relax. Welcome to your comfort zone. Oh yes, there's a fountain too. Of course there is. Alliance Trust. Find your comfort zone. Capital at risk. Dividend increases not guaranteed in the future.